And then I completely burst into tears. Hey, y'all. Thanks for finding Mama Runs an Ultra. I'm a runner on the downhill side of my 50s, training for my very first ultra marathon. So I was telling y'all that I didn't really start running until the pandemic. And that's true, but not true, because I didn't start running regularly until then. But I ran off and on for the decade before that, starting back with that 3 miles, 3 days a week that I used to do that I mentioned in an episode a while back. Well, I was trying to see what my progression has been over the half marathons that I've done over the years. And apparently, I did a race back in 2013 that I completely forgot about. I have no memory whatsoever of running this race, but there's photos, so clearly I did it. It's absolutely, definitely me, and I still have the outfit. So it didn't even go that badly. I went back through my running logs, and there it was, all my notes, everything that happened that day. And to this day, I have no memory whatsoever of running this particular race. But after reading my notes to myself, I remembered the one thing that happened that day. The second I crossed the finish line, I absolutely burst into tears. So we'll come back to that, because back in 2013, I had no idea about either hydration or nutrition on a run. I had never had a gel ever in my life at that point. I did not understand why people took gels. I have weird texture issues. I wasn't about to take a gel. And I was still in the world that thought you should, quote, run fasted. Okay, I'm not a nutritionist. I am not a registered dietitian. But if you are running fasted, this is not the podcast for you. We have nothing in common. Do your research. Eyeball roll. Anyway, I didn't know. I had no idea. I did not know you were supposed to fuel a run. I don't know if anybody really knew you were supposed to be fueling long runs at that point. But my method of preparing for that race was I did 1 6-mile long run. And evidently in my notes, and I have no memory of any of this, but I have excellent notes. Apparently I did this 1 6-mile long run, which was a double path on a local rail trail. And that was it. That's all I did to prepare for this half marathon. I don't think I knew how long a half marathon was until I was in the middle of the race. So because I had no idea, and not only did I have no idea what I was doing, I didn't know that I had no idea. I thought you would just go out there and do that and it would all be fine and everything would go well. So I had 1 small bottle of 0-calorie electrolytes before the race, and that was it. Nothing during the race, no carb loading, no gels, nothing. And according to my pace notes, I went out at my 5K pace for the time, and then I walked the rest of the way, which totally valid, but I genuinely didn't know any better. Somehow, I finished the race, and the reason there's so many pictures of me is because the police escort was right behind me. Yes, I was the absolute last person to finish. I wasn't even mad about it. I was so lost, literally lost, I didn't know where I was, that I had no idea how far I'd gone, how much I had left, when I was going to get there. Nothing. No clue. So I wasn't even mad. It was kind of hilarious. And so when I crossed the finish line and then unexpectedly burst into tears, I was mad because I wasn't sad. I wasn't angry. But then I'm like crying and can't make myself stop. And I don't even know why. Well, in the years since then, I have learned that bursting into tears at a finish line is actually very, very common, has nothing to do with how well prepared you are. Although it can sometimes have to do with how much you have depleted yourself through the effort. Happens to all runners and athletes of endurance events and other rigorous exercise. It can happen even in practice. I had no idea. I thought I was like the only person that had ever experienced this, of like tears of a clown, just ridiculousness. Nope, evidently it happens. So if you have never experienced bursting into tears for no reason, when you're not even mad or sad, it can happen to you too at a finish line. It is hard to be this cool, y'all. So at this point in preparing for this upcoming ultra, I'm kind of the let's train for what we can and just roll with it for the things we can't train for. I've got a couple weeks left until my half marathon that was part of the training plan before I ever decided to do this ultra. So that's all rolling really well, feeling good about it. And then we got a little transition week, and then it is full on. And you can probably hear it. I'm a little nervous and a lot excited at this point. So I hope y'all enjoy my little music playlist. Obviously, this one is Tears of a Clown. I like a lot of different versions of that song, but I am partial to the one from the English Beat, or The Beat, depending on where you're from. And that's the one that's on my playlist. I link all that stuff in the show notes to these episodes for y'all. But I guess I'm wondering, what are those things that I had no idea I should have expected that can happen, especially in regards to an ultra? Like, Are there physical responses, good or bad, that you didn't expect and that you kind of couldn't control, like the bursting into tears for no reason? At this point, I'm like, if I'm just running and crying, it's totally fine. And I'm fully aware of like bathroom issues. For whatever reason, that just rolls with it. Doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't want it, but that's not something that mentally is going to disrupt me, possibly physically, but not mentally. What are crazy things that have happened to you on your ultras? It's definitely looking like the easiest place to leave comments is there on YouTube or even just in the regular podcast rating and review section on Apple. That works really easily as well. You can be specific about it. I'll know what you're talking about. I sure appreciate all those 5-star ratings and reviews and the follows in your podcast app. They make us play this game and your support really makes a difference. I sure appreciate it. As I figure out why, Mama runs an ultra. Hey, Gen X. If your brain keeps spinning like a scratch clash record at midnight, it's time for Sleep with Rockstars, the sleep podcast built for those of us raised on the B-52s, Devo, Talking Heads, and Cyndi Lauper. In each episode, I very calmly read from Wikipedia about our favorite bands, and even throw in the soundtracks from a few of our favorite movies like 16 Candles, Repo Man, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. All that neon can live in your head rent-free. So if you want to drift off more smoothly than a warped cassette, search Sleep with Rockstars and hit follow, because even the cool kids deserve a good night's sleep.